This is the Ira Kaufman Podcast, presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford. Bucks fans, it's getting serious out there with the hurricane. We all from JoeBucksFan.com want to wish everybody well and safety and good luck as this storm approaches and blows through. And we also want everyone to remember Florida's Elite Restoration. If you are a homeowner or a business owner, that's your first phone call. If you have a disaster in your home, like storm damage, flood, fire, mold, whatever it might be, Florida's Elite Restoration, they are someone you can trust. When you have that disaster, they're family owned, and Josh Martin, the owner, has 14 years experience as an insurance adjuster. So he knows the game. He knows all the nonsense that may happen in the event of a claim. Florida's Elite Restoration is who you want to call. They will work with you, and they'll give you $500 off if you move forward with them after they give you a free assessment of what's happening in your home. And all you have to do is mention Joe Bucks Fan or Ira Kaufman, floridaselite restoration.com. Check out all they have to offer. Keep them in mind. Put them in your disaster plan, and please stay safe. All right, what a game. Just frustrating, frustrating game. And Ira Kaufman is here to talk about it with Lee DeKemper. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. And man, what a kick in the groin stomp of a loss to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Are they really better than the Bucks? I guess today they were. And it's just painful, absolutely painful. We got a lot to talk about on the podcast, which is presented by Bill Curry Ford, BillCurryFord.com. That's where you shop online first. Bill Curry, C-U-R-R-I-E, Ford.com. 62 plus years of dedication to the Tampa area. And there they are, right on Dale Mabry Highway, a mile north of the stadium on the east side. Nationwide lifetime warranty on used and new vehicles. Bill Curry Ford. Sean Sullivan is the GM. And consider him your personal assistant because he wants to help you get into a new vehicle, which you can order now online or by phone or get concierge assistance. No deposit. And Sean's going to give you $500 just to do it. And it's easy. And delivery times of vehicles have picked up. So everything's getting better on that front. BillCurryFord.com. Service, bodywork, whatever you need. Reach out to Sean. He'll get you an Ira Kaufman discount on anything. BillCurryFord.com. And our thanks to Big Storm Beer. Big Storm Beer. Pick it up in your local store. Get to the Big Storm tap rooms. Great, great stuff to have as disaster strikes. If you're having a hurricane party or just getting out of town, have some Big Storm Beer with you. Also, their spirits are available. Click the link at JoeBucksFan.com. They'll ship them out. Big Storm Brewery tap rooms in Odessa. Clearwater, the flagship location just south of Ulmerton Road. And in Cape Coral and in Orlando at the Amway Center. Now, Ira is at the stadium. We're sort of splitting things up here a little bit today. Ira is at the stadium. I'm going to kick you over to him and Lee. They're going to talk, fire away, feel the emotion of the night. Sitting in the press box there and actually sitting in the box where Jason Light and his team were watching the ball game. Let's get to Ira.
Ira and I were sitting in the booth at Raymond James Stadium, the lighthouse, where Jason Light and his entourage witnessed before a record crowd.
I can see some of the tears on the table that were shed by the Buck Brain Trust.
And Jason Light witnessed an absolute embarrassment of an offense. Lose to the Packers in revolting fashion on a botched delay of game snap that playoff Lenny probably would have scored. The Bucks lose. Ira, your thoughts?
Lee, very disappointing, but not devastating. Let's not oversell this. They're 2-1. They're alone atop the NFC South. That's because everybody else is 1-2. But they're 2-1 with a chance to be 3-1 if they beat the Chiefs. And the Chiefs lost today to an average Colts team that hadn't been playing well. They got a chance to go 3-1. So let's keep the focus on this game. You're right. Lee, the thing that just keeps in my mind, I keep going around on it. Green Bay's 9 possessions. After taking a 14-3 lead, 2 turnovers, and 7 punts. That was Aaron Rodgers. Now look, did the Bucs defense play very well for the first, 18 minutes of the game? No, they didn't. But it's a 60-minute game, Lee. And this defense gave this team every chance to win this game.
Yes.
And they couldn't do it. Without Brady's brilliant drive, and I think it was a brilliant drive because he ate up yards and clock. So Rodgers would not have had a chance. That game was going into overtime. That's the double whammy you got to do when you face Aaron Rodgers. You got to come back, and you got to leave him no time. So hats off to Brady on that final drive. He was very sharp. But Lee, before that, they had 200 yards of offense. On third down, they're doing nothing. They can't run the ball the last 2 weeks. I don't know what's going on with Fournette. He said he had a half a leg against New Orleans. Well, today he must have had a quarter of a leg because he was no factor. Absolutely no factor. This offense better get its ass in gear. And I know they got players that are missing. Donovan Smith didn't play. Evans didn't play. That didn't help. But Lee, I agree with Leftwich and Bowles. No excuses. Brady's relatively healthy, regardless of his finger status. And if I got Brady, I want more than one touchdown. I'm sorry.
It seemed to me when the Bucs offense had to have urgency late in the first half, late in the second half, they did okay.
But it was it's a wise observation, and I hate to say this, but that reminds me of old Buck teams in the past that did nothing until they were losing, and then they made it close, and they came up a little short. Lee, I want to focus on three plays. I mentioned it in my column. I think this was the story of the game. They only had 6 penalties for 40 yards. That don't sound bad. Green Bay had more penalties than the Bucs. But Lee, 3 out of the 6, I want to talk about it. 1, Jamel Dean pick wiped out. Wiped out. Too many men on the field. Too many men on the field. 2, good old Tom Brady rumbling and stumbling for an 18-yard gain. A big one.
Yeah.
To midfield.
Third down, right?
Nullified. Mm-hmm. Holding. Wall. Do I want to pick on Wall?
Not really. Hey, he's a third string left tackle, yeah.
But again. And, of course, probably the biggest one.
The delay
of game from the 2-yard line on a 2-point conversion. And now you're back to the 7. You know, somebody that I was standing to down before the game clock officially ended, and I was talking to them, and they said, you know, Brady didn't look that pissed off with that penalty because maybe he feels that you got more field to work with from the 7 to the 2. I said, that's crazy. Because you know what that does? That takes the running option out.
Yes, yes.
And maybe they were going to run Fournette from the 2.
Well, it sure looked like it.
Remember what they did against the Rams? I mean, remember that?
Yeah, Fournette scored.
Yeah. It was Fournette off right tackle. And nobody really expected that.
Now, by the way, I can't go there. You got Tristan Wirfs. Do you expect to run behind him?
I understand. but it's still a ballsy call.
Yes, you're right.
In some circumstances.
Yeah. And the Bucs had no timeouts with 20 seconds left.
I think you're right. 3 brutal penalties. You know, Buck Nation's not going to want to hear it, Lee, but that's why they listen to this podcast. Because they get the dope on it.
The unvarnished truth.
But Bucs didn't deserve to win. They didn't deserve to win.
No.
I'll stand by that. I think Todd Bowles agrees with me. I think Todd Bowles agrees with me.
Through 3 games, I know 3 is not 16 or 17. Through 3 games, third down conversion rate, 28%.
Very good, Lee. What's last worse? Year was about 43, 44%.
Yeah, they were number 5 in the league.
It's a 44. Huge drop off.
Oh, beyond huge. How would you rate or rank might be the operative word here, 2013, when Josh Freeman went squirrely and he was replaced by Mike Glennon?
Did they start 0-8 or something that year? Absolutely terrible offense.
Do you know that offense converted 33% of their third downs?
Look at you with the research, DeKemper.
Yeah, I try. So a team quarterbacked by head case Josh Freeman, who went mental, and was replaced by a rookie, Mike Glennon, who was too scared to throw past the freaking chains, they converted a third of their first third downs. This Bucs offense.
And a lame duck head coach.
Yeah. This Bucs offense, with Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, is only converting 28%. Something's wrong. And I'm not going to point fingers at Brady. If you want to say all these guys are hurt, how many teams would love to have Gage, Brady, Perriman, Fournette, and Brady? How many teams would love to have that for their weapons?
And Wirfs.
Well, I'm just talking about weapons.
Yeah.
How many teams would love to have that? A lot. And the worst teams in the league, virtually every year, the worst team in their leagues are in the league. They almost always convert at least 30% of their third downs. And that's the worst offenses in the league. Here the Bucs are with these kind of guys, they're only getting 28%. There's something seriously wrong, and you can't tell me it's only because Gronkowski's
Leftwich has, he's got a lot of work to do. He does. Now, today it was 2 for 11. I mean, that's not even 28%.
That's 18%.
That's 18%. And I think you make the key point. Brady's playing. Brady's healthy. I don't know about his finger, but he's playing.
Yeah.
He said the other day he feels great.
Big smile and whatever. Yeah.
And you know what? There's 5 or 6 teams in this league. I could think of Tennessee and maybe Chicago. And there's 5 or 6 teams that they really don't have many weapons.
No.
In the passing game. They don't have it. Mm-hmm. And look, Evans will be back next week. We know that. I think Julio Jones is playing next week because I think there's going to be, I wouldn't say a sense of desperation, but I think there's a little sense of urgency,
mm-hmm.
maybe on Bowles' part. You know, hey, we got to get this offense straightened out. We can't lose another game, mm-hmm. you know, where our defense plays well.
Tennessee lost their left tackle, Luan. Do you think they converted more than 18% of their third downs?
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
And they got Derrick Henry on
the They have Derrick Henry and nothing else.
Yeah. Now, look, there's some people in Buck Nation, and I understand it, and they're going to say, look, we're going to get Godwin back. We're going to get Jones back. Evans will be back. Fournette will get healthier. We'll get Donovan Smith back. I understand all that. But the game plan seems to lack a little imagination. The one time they tried something razzle-dazzle, it blew up in
their
face. That play was going nowhere. So, look, Lee, they're 2-1. There's no panic.
Yeah, it's not.
There's no panic at
one. People shouldn't be jumping off the bridge.
This defense, Lee, I mean, I think they're giving up 9 points a game on average
for
3 weeks.
You'll love.
I mean, that's fantastic defense.
I talked to Logan Hall. I talked to Nacho.
Oh, I love that sack by Logan Hall at the end. Very impressive play by Logan Hall.
Yeah, rookie, yeah. I asked Logan Hall, you know, your defense pitched your shutout in the second half. Aaron Rodgers didn't put a point up. A whole freaking half, money half, second half. It's like, we could have scored, meaning the defense. You know, they've got the mentality, like, we got to do whatever we need to do to win the game.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, rookie. Well, he's a rookie saying, okay. I was talking to Nacho, said the exact same thing. Exact same thing. I said, you know, and when I was talking.
That reminds me of the 99 bucks. Give us 17 points, we'll win the game. Reminds me of that.
I brought that up to Nacho. I said, you guys are starting to get to be like Sapp's defense, the glory days, Sapp and Brooks. He's like, what do you mean? You know, I said, Sapp always said, give me 17 points. That's all I need. And his eyes bugged out. And he points right at me. He goes, that's what we have to do. Well, tonight they only needed 15.
What are the defensive players going to say? They're not going to turn on the offense.
No.
And they should.
No.
And they should.
But their standards are that high. And what you said is accurate. It is reminiscent of what Sapp and Brooks said.
That team didn't have Brady.
Real quick, you're
talking about... That team had Sean King in 99. Yeah. Sean King.
You were talking about Brady earlier and health and everything. What's your take on this? I think I know it. We've discussed this before. Is it time to start calling out or at least questioning Tom Brady for going on his Bahamas vacation in the middle of training camp?
I don't think it's out of bounds, Lee. And not only that vacation, but any ideas that he's going to skip a lot of Wednesdays. He did skip some Wednesdays last year. And had a hell of a year. So, you know, we can't say 1 and 1 equal 2 in that regard. But he missed time, Lee. And he missed time with some of these new receivers. He could have helped some of these offensive linemen. The Hainsies, the Gedekies of the world. Maybe even Walton. He could have said a few things during training camp. Is that the reason that the offense is struggling? That's too simple to say, Lee. I won't go there. But I think at this point, when you're averaging what the Bucs are averaging, one touchdown per game through 3 weeks, and you're not playing the 76 Steelers over here.
Exactly. You took my line away.
Yeah, you know, the Saints lost again today. I mean, that's not a very good team right now.
And the Cowboys,
Cowboys, they could be 1-2 by tonight. You know, I said it at the time, Lee, an 11-day absence, and of course they said, you know, and I called Bowles out when he said, you know, this actually might help us. We got to see some other guy. Do I need to see Trask and Gabbert? No, I want to see Brady, because if they're playing, the season's kaput.
You mean Kyle, Mr. Inactive Trask? 20 games and counting. That's second round pick. 20 games and counting. Can't dress.
I didn't think Brady was overly sharp till that last drive, Lee. Not till the last drive.
And the last drive of the first half. Like I said, when they had urgency, which should have tipped off Leftwich, you know, maybe we need to kick this offense into high gear. Go quick huddle.
Boy, that
or
last,
no huddle.
That last TD pass to Gage, I think it was only a 1 yarder.
Yeah.
But it looked more than a 1 yarder.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a pass. I mean, that ball.
It might have been a better catch.
And a catch. Boy, yeah. I mean, it's not like Green Bay didn't have a good scheme on that play.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Here's what I say about the Brady and should that be held against him about going on Bahamas vacation. I understand where people would, if they want to do that, I understand where they're coming from. And given this offense, I think it's fair to say that. But it's been, what, a month now? It's hard for me to pinpoint that for this offense being that bad. If he had a sprained ankle, would we be, you know, no one would say this. Let's say he missed 2 weeks with a sprained ankle, couldn't practice. And Brady being Brady and his stature with the team, they would say, you know, you don't need to stand on crutches on the sidelines during practice. Just stay home or wherever. We wouldn't be talking about this. But yeah, the fact that he chose to take off and the team gave him, I still think, and Brady, you know, Steve, I remember I texted Steve this question when Steve was up in Indianapolis when Brady talked for the first time in training camp after that preseason game. And I texted Steve, hey, can you ask him this? I'm still convinced, though I can't get it confirmed, I'm still convinced that the Bucks told him, if you come back, you could take a break during training camp. Because it's obvious now with all the reports that his wife didn't want him to go back to football. And given recent history, you know.
Well, all the signs point to that.
Yeah, so I'm convinced that was part of a deal.
What's poor Bull supposed to say? No, you can't do that. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Think of the blowback. If Brady said, well, the coach won't give me 2 weeks off, so I'm retiring.
It put Bulls in an impossible situation.
Perfect wording. Impossible situation.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but the tight ends caught some balls today. Cameron Brake caught 5 balls, Lee.
Yeah. It's about time they tied in straight. Oh, speaking of which, I was talking with Kevin O'Donnell of Channel 13 about this. Looking back on this game, what's this tell you about Kyle Rudolph?
He's in the doghouse 6 foot deep. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I don't know if doghouse is the right word. I know to me, a doghouse means that the coach is hacked off at you. Or
he
fed up with
you. He just looks like a guy that's lost a couple of steps.
He looks like
he's
done.
And he was never a speedster.
Yeah, he looks like he's done.
Great guy. Right.
Awesome guy.
Yeah, awesome guy.
You know, O'Donnell was telling me this. You know, we were talking about, you know, Brady missing Gronkowski. And O'Donnell's like, he's 6'6", for goodness sake. Can't you put him in the end zone, go get a jump ball?
Gage had a strange game. Gage had a strange game.
Yeah.
Caught a lot of balls, short balls. As long as Gage, I think he caught 12 balls. Long as Gage was 15 yards. Caught the touchdown that set up the 2-point conversion. Mm-hmm. But he had a big fumble. I don't know how to read that game, but I think Brady's gaining some faith in him. I do.
Slowly but surely. Now, you were asked this for your latest pod, but I'm going to ask again in light of this game.
By the way, I slipped to 1-2 on my predictions over here, Lee. I mean, what's going on here? I picked the Bucks.
Leftwich would be happy to have that for third down conversion.
Nice.
Do you think Scotty Miller's on thin ice?
Got to be. Absolutely has to be. You know,
with Beasley on the roster now.
He's had every opportunity this year to step up. What more of an opportunity can you have? This was Miller's time. Miller time. It hasn't worked. It just hasn't worked.
Well, number one, for a guy that's supposed to stretch the field, he had 5 targets today, 1 catch, and that 1 catch was for a grand. Now, mind you, this is a guy that's supposed to stretch the field. His 1 catch was for a grand total of 4 yards. Done. And Beasley comes off the street, and he makes some clutch catches. He doesn't even know the playbook.
Doesn't even know. Lee, I got to get back to Fournette here. Because right now, with what's going on with the wide receiver core, granted, Evans will be back for the Chiefs game for sure. I think Jones will. Well, we'll see. I don't think Godwin will. But, Lee, I think that, you know, it shines a spotlight on Fournette and a running game. Because like you always said, and I can't argue with you, when they're at full strength, this is a passing team, and it should be. That's why they scored 30 points in the last 2 years, average. This year, they ain't averaging 30. So, wait, a guy had 12 carries. His long game was 6 yards.
Yeah.
Less than 3 yards a carry over the last 2 weeks. 2.8 over the last 2 weeks. Big game against Dallas. Huge game. Mm-hmm. Fournette looked great. I thought he was the best player on the field. Is it the blocking? Is it Donovan Smith? What's going on? They got to get him going, Lee, until they round off this passing game. Okay. And where's Keyshawn Vaughn?
Rashard White. Well, after 3 games, where is he? Where he looked dynamite in training camp. Training camp's not a regular season. He's invisible, but when he does play, he doesn't do anything. As far as the running game, If you're the Bucks and you got playoff Lenny, why are you not, unless the Packers were overloading one side of the field, which I, you know, I wish I would have monitored that to find out. If you got Fournette and all your receivers are hurt, why would you not pound him on the right side time after time after time? You got Shaq Mason, you've got Tristan Wirfs. Those are the only two guys that aren't question marks on your whole line.
You want to put an extra tight end? Do so. Put Keith in if you want.
Yeah, put Keith on that side. I mean, on your left side, you got a third string left tackle, a left guard who's a rookie, and Hainsey, who's like, this is his third game as a starter.
Lee, I'm looking at this sheet. Rushing game. Fournette 12, Perryman 1, Brady 1. Okay, so Fournette's the only back that touched the ball.
Brady had more rushing yards than anybody else outside of Fournette.
They had 59 offensive snaps, and they basically ran the ball 12 times. With this beat-up receiving core, I, the running game was not being very effective, but I dare say, and I'll speak it for Derek Brooks because I hear him every week, you got to put a little more faith in the ground game right now.
Yes, as it's currently
right
set up.
He showed no patience today, Leftwich. He showed no patience.
Every game that goes by, Leftwich's chances of returning to the Bucs increase. Think about this. If I'm an owner, or if I'm a GM, and I'm interviewing Leftwich.
And there's no Arians in the picture.
No Arians.
So it's his baby.
Yes, thank you. I'm asking Leftwich, how is it that you have the greatest quarterback of all time, and you can't convert as many third downs as Mike Glennon?
That's very good research.
You think he's going to say, well, I'm just doing what we can to win?
Yeah. He's hanging the defense out to dry right now.
Absolutely. Now, sooner or later, he's going to lose the locker room doing that. Yeah, that even happened with the Bucks, Sapp and those guys. They finally got fed up, you know, right before they brought in Chucky.
They might win 34-24 next Sunday night, and things will be rosy.
Hope so.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough to beat the Chiefs scoring one touchdown. It's going to be tough.
What can you say about this defense? You know, granted, like you said, first 18 minutes, they weren't that great. But you shut out Aaron Rodgers in the second half. It's not like you're shutting out Mike Glennon.
Ground game did zero. Green Bay ground game. And they got a good rushing attack.
They do. Two-headed monster.
Absolutely. But at some point, Lee, and we're not there yet. We're not even close yet. But I mean, at midseason, you know, if they're 4-3 and the offense continues to struggle, there's going to be a little friction in the locker room. There's going to be some questions asked.
How much pressure is Aaron Leftwich?
Not overwhelming right now. It's only 2-1. Not overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
With a chance to be 3-1, and then the schedule softens. Thank you, Chicago Bears. But right now, he's not helping himself in this potential job search. He's not helping himself.
No.
By the way, apparently Eric Bieniemy didn't help himself today. By the way, he's not getting a job. If he hasn't gotten a job by now, Bieniemy, he's not getting a job.
I know he got Mahomes ticked off at him.
Yeah,
I saw the
Mahomes
video.
Ticked off a little bit. So far, Brady's all lovey-dovey with Leftwich, but Brady's frustrated. He's a little mad at himself, I think, because he knows he can play better. Lee, we'll see what happens next Sunday night. They're 2-1. They're leading the division. Things aren't terrible, but one side of the ball is carrying all the weight. That's got to stop.
Can you see anything positive about the offense right now?
I thought Gage was a bright spot. Brady was a bit of a bright spot. They need Donovan Smith back.
Yeah.
That was a big penalty on Walton. I don't want to pick out Walton, but it was a big penalty.
He had more than one, didn't he?
So we will talk again, Lee, during the week. We got a potential hurricane barreling down on us. That's going to affect the Buck practice schedule. I don't know if they'll go indoors. I don't know. I don't know what the heck they do. They might have to scrap practice if there's an emergency situation.
Well, I know one time there was like a scare. Cutter was coach. There was a scare about a hurricane, and didn't the Glazers fly everybody up to Charlotte?
Yeah, that could happen. The storm should be out of here by Sunday night for the Chiefs. Should be out of here.
Well, it's not so much the storm, it's what's that storm going to do?
Yeah.
Are there going to be any cops available to work? You know, if we get hit bad, all those cops are going to be on duty. There won't be any cops here for
power situation.
Power obviously is a big thing. You know, all kinds of things. You know, would they have the support staff for the stadium?
We sound like Dennis Phillips, diagnosing the storm over here, Lee.
Well, I don't have my suspenders on, and I don't
and
have
I'm
my white sleeves
shirt.
Rolled up.
Anyway.
Hope everyone stays safe.
Final score, Packers 14, Bucks 12. Buck defense, B+. Buck offense, D. Okay, what else?
You'd actually get, yeah, okay, a D. I was going to give them an F, but you know what? End of the game, they looked okay.
All right, we hope you enjoyed the Sage firing away a little bit with his instant reaction. We don't usually do it this way, but hey, tonight felt like, you know, why not? Let it rip. Ira, right after the game, before he gets a chance to digest it a little bit more, watch it again. From my perspective, injuries, mistakes, and where was more up-tempo? More up-tempo. It was working. It was doing well. And something is really wrong when you're not using a second running back at all. I mean, that's the way the game is played now. And Rashad White is supposed to be a weapon. Keyshawn Vaughn is supposed to be capable. And the Bucs didn't even give him one play. Very strange. But the defense should give everyone incredible hope and incredible confidence because the offense is going to get right. It will get better. Tom Brady's not going out with this offense. And Julio Jones being available to play, but the Bucs deciding to sit him. Ira and I are going to talk about that one in the next podcast as we get some more answers because that is a really interesting move to sit a guy capable of playing when you're facing the team that could be a battle for the number one seed in the NFC, a valuable number one seed at that. All right, we'll be back later in the week for another podcast, maybe even two. Stay safe. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford, BillCurryFord.com, Big Storm Beer, and remember Florida's Elite Restoration, Florida's Elite Restoration.com. Go Bucks!